This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And I'm reminded of a meme that someone made about this show on discord.freetalklive.com several months ago of heresy talk live, talk radio that you defile. And because, yeah, we've been a bit heretical tonight in the eyes of the Christian church.
I'm just asking questions. I am just asking questions of
the... Are you channeling Eric Cartman there?
Of the establishment. No, Cartman is trying to burn the wagon down. He's trying to take control, and he wants to stand up at this pulpit and do his anti-Kyle jokes. I'm not that guy. I just want to ask questions. I'm more like Stan.
Okay.
He's the straight guy.
He's the normal one.
Yeah. So... here's what this guy is trying to say. I'm going to skip down just a little bit. This guy, his name is, by the way, Sumantra Maitra. I think I'm pronouncing that correct. Looks Indian. But he's going on to try to explain what he thinks is going on with the progressive climate pagans. As secular liberal, and this is his words, by the way, this is not exactly me. As secular liberalism destroyed the fundamental ties that bind society, faith, flag, and family, the human instincts for faith, to believe, worship, submit, and fear, they didn't just go away, but manifested in various other pre-civilized tribal ways. For example, a liberal seminary encouraged its students to skip classes, to pray, and confess sins in front of potted plants.
I have to click this link. My first thought is, there is no way this happened, and there's no way anyone did it.
I just saw a white couple kissing black people's boots because of slavery, and they were just sad that they were white. Are you clicking on the potted plants one?
Yes, I have to. I have to see this article proving that there were, in fact, people confessing their sins to potted plants.
And what are you seeing?
Evidently, people were instructed to do this. Many online mock day tweets from the seminary for celebrating the unusual chapel service, where students of the cloth held our grief, joy, regret, hope, guilt, and sorrow in prayer, offering them to the beings who sustain us, but whose gift we too often fail to honor. What do you confess?
Bless us, O ficus.
I'm thinking that's kind of culty. Here's another example. In Switzerland...
But it doesn't say whether or not anyone actually did this.
Touched by the spider plants... blessed appendage.
In Switzerland, 250 people in full funeral garb mourned the apparent approaching death of a glacier.
If you don't worship the fern, you shall burn.
That's a good one. You should.
I am naming the show that.
You should get in contact with these people and provide them slogans. Because their slogans suck, by the way.
Oh, God.
That was, if you don't worship the fern, you shall burn.
The left can't meme, and they can't write very, very good slogans. All right, that is why...
I'm also going to clip that audio and make it my ringtone.
That is why members of Extinction Rebellion do what they do. Extinction Rebellion is an apocalyptic cult that wants to radically end everything around you, from your private cars to the burgers you eat and the plastic chairs in your yard. It is a cult that was formed after its founder took psychedelic drugs and prayed for social change. Members have blocked DC and London intersections, twerking the way people in the pre-civilized era would perform fertility dances to pray to Gaia.
I think that's a bit of a stretch, but there's certainly a lot of nihilism, what they describe as, you know, death cults and all of that. Nihilism, the belief that everything should be destroyed.
Right, and that's, and by the way, that's my interpretation. I don't know that this guy ever said that they called him a death cult. I think.
Well, he called them an apocalyptic cult.
I think anybody who refuses to have children, who refuses to advance anywhere in society or in just going and getting vasectomies.
Yeah, they're nihilists.
I think that they're in a way that they don't see. All right, yes, they don't see any good in involved. There's no
this
way.
This is why they're socialists, because they want everything to be destroyed, and they recognize on a deep unconscious level that socialism or communism, whatever, will be what does that.
As long as they could find that true leader who could lead us to salvation, like Sanders or death. I think death on a certain level, on a subconscious level.
Well, death is their salvation that they want to be led toward.
But I don't think they actually think that.
We do not want destruction. We do not want divine. We want you to revine. All the vines everywhere.
Jones is still thinking up slogans. I love it.
What's the fern one again?
If you don't worship the fern, you shall burn.
You shall burn. And then, of course, there's Saint Greta, our perpetual teen of sorrow. I have been comparing her worship to Joan of Arc ever since she was invited to the British Parliament, the birthplace of modern democracy. She was surrounded by buffoons nodding their heads like they were listening to gospel truth.
Now, why was he comparing Greta to Joan of Arc?
I would have to know a little bit more about Joan of Arc than having just watched the Resident Evil girl's interpretation. I can't even remember her name.
I gathered that when you said Resident Evil girl.
Fifth Element girl.
Oh, what?
Jovovich. So anyways, that's about all I know about Joan of Arc. And that she was a martyr and that she was French. That's about it.
Yeah, that's about the extent of my knowledge as well. Neither of which is Greta. She's neither French nor a martyr.
Well, she's European. She's not a martyr. She's not a martyr yet. But I wouldn't compare her to, say, Jesus. If you're trying to make this pagan argument, I wouldn't put her in that boat. I don't know.
Well, Joan of Arc wasn't a pagan either.
She was deeply religious.
She was a Christian.
Right. I don't know. He's trying to make a metaphor.
I just don't understand the Joan of Arc reference. He's like, I've been saying all along that she's like Joan of Arc. But why? Why were you saying that?
Probably because I read him say it.
No, I know. He's the one who I would ask that question to. Right. Why are you saying she's like Joan of Arc?
Don't know. We'll have to get him on the horn. We'll have to call this guy Matrix.
I'm going to say she's like Sarah Connor from Terminator.
It's the only female.
Except that
warrior.
Would actually make more sense.
Yeah, but she was kicking butt and taking names, though. Terminator butt.
In her own warped vision of reality, that's what Greta is doing as well.
I think, yeah, well, maybe not. I think
She's out there saying, oh, the... Everything is going to destroy us, just like Sarah Connor was.
How dare you? Come with me.
Come with me if you want to live. Come with me.
I think Greta is completely... I don't think she's in it. I don't think she even knows what she's doing. It's her handlers.
Yeah.
It's her handlers that knows what's up.
I don't believe that because I subscribe to this idea that she was terrorized by the school system, by her family. Until she was literally so sick that she could not eat until she was like 7 years old and suffered from depression and had to be hospitalized. She was terrorized.
I thought it was kind of widely known that she's kind of special.
She does have, I think she's on the autism spectrum.
Okay.
She's like mute. She went
mute because of trauma from having been terrorized with climate alarmism.
By her parents and her school.
And the media.
Correct.
And this is all documented fact. This isn't speculation.
Oh, yeah.
This literally happened.
So she was mute, and then she saw carbon dioxide and was like,
oh, no, that's now.
I see the light of the dioxide.
Now
and,
she can see the
now,
dioxide.
Yeah, right. Now she's like, carbon dioxide, I see it in the air, now I can talk. Because
well,
I could
it was
see
more
it coming
like
out of my mouth.
She went to a lot of therapy as a result of this PTSD of having been terrorized her entire life, and she was able to eventually speak again.
Mm.
But for the longest, she could only speak to her father.
And now she has a purpose. Now she has a vision. Now she can see the dioxide.
Yeah, which is...
According to her mom.
Carbon.
I blame her mom. Her mom is a lunatic.
So that's what you're getting at, is someone has made the claim that she can actually see the carbon.
She has made her that claim, and it's in a book about her.
Her mom has made the claim just recently.
Yeah.
That she can see...
Carbon dioxide. And of course she can. If it's Sweden and it's 10 degrees outside, yeah. I could probably see carbon dioxide.
That's
too.
Water vapor, sir.
But there's carbon in there.
Yeah.
It's in there. I swear.
Yes.
Yes, humans exhale carbon dioxide. This much is true.
Yeah. Cars exhale carbon monoxide, which she also claims she can see.
She needs to breathe more of it.
Do you believe she sees...
so that she can achieve that martyr status?
Yes.
So she can have salvation.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
So for years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses, and we're helping to build one. It's liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for our community. At its core, it's a directory for events, businesses, digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social network aspect to it, so you can connect and share with others. However, use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force, and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. So put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu and use code FTL for a special badge. Again, that's liberty.menu. And we've been sort of ripping into the whole climate change theology.
Oh, yeah, it is, for sure.
Because if you don't believe this, you are treated...
excommunicated. You want to be on that news station again? Don't talk climate denial or you'll never show up again. You want to get that government grant? Or that school grant, you better be on board, or you're not going to get it. And not only that, but you'll be dropped from the email as well. And that's happening on a daily rate. And so there are so many out there who are afraid of saying anything. And that's why this is 2016 all over again. You had a whole section of our country, and yet everyone thought the vote was going to go one way. But you had so many people who were afraid of admitting that they were Trumpers, and so the data was skewed. No one actually knew what was going on.
See, I don't think that's how it happened. I didn't encounter very many people who were afraid to admit to being a Trump supporter. I just found a lot of people ignored them and just didn't poll them, didn't ask them.
Mm.
They would choose like 1,000 college students from around the country and ask them would they support for Donald Trump instead of, you know, asking the people in Ohio or
I have run into people to this day who are still, and it's not as many as in 2016. They're a lot more vocal this year. But I ran into plenty who they weren't afraid, but they just didn't want to have that argument. They didn't want to have that discussion with the crazy liberal, and so they just didn't say anything. And I'm thinking the same when it came to polls. I'm thinking that same information was disclosed that. Of course Hillary's going to win. Look at these polls. Look what they say. Except I believe, just like this climate change argument, there are too many people out there who just think that they know that it's nonsense.
But wouldn't a poll be almost as anonymous as voting or almost as private?
I don't know. I don't ever respond
to polls.
I mean,
it's not like
they're
going to publish your address and name and stuff in the poll. Oh, this person likes Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I've never been asked to identify myself with one of these political pollsters.
Maybe it has to do with, I always thought that they didn't have cell numbers and they weren't actually polling people like myself. But Johnson, you're a cell number, right?
Yeah.
And you say you get polled all the time?
I get polled from time to time by some of the polling organizations. But then again, I've also signed up in the past to be polled. So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, and then, so who else is getting polled? People with landlines. Who has landlines?
Old people.
Boomers.
Well, let's go to the phones. We've got Rudy calling from California. Rudy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Are you on a landline?
No, I'm not. Don't have one of those anymore.
Right.
So I thought it was Johnson, but it was one of you other guys. Did I hear you right? You call me a communist or a socialist because I decided not to have children?
What?
No, he was not saying that the decision to not have children made one a communist or a socialist. I've made the decision to not have children. So has Ian here. And neither of us are socialists or communists.
There's a climate activism group. They're called Extinction Rebellion. They are most definitely socialist and communist. And I think that they're a death cult.
Well, so is Christianity, bro.
Worshipping a dude on a crucified dude on a cross, yeah, and only realizing that they'll reach salvation after death. Yes, you can make the argument they are absolutely a death cult. Yes,
religion's a personal thing. I don't talk about it. It makes no sense to talk to anybody about it. Anyway, you were talking about Greta Thunberg, and you know, I'm an old guy. I don't have much time left. This is probably my last presidential election. And, you know, it's their world. It's the kids' world. You know, we're going to hand them over the world that we made for them, that we helped make, you know? I like the way you're talking about carbon dioxide. Are you a scientist? Do you follow what the scientists of this world say about what's happening?
I follow the money. I want to see who is funding their research.
Right.
Because I know plenty of scientists, well, I don't know them, but I have read plenty of research by scientists who say the whole thing is a scam.
Right.
And as a farmer myself, I know what CO2 does to vegetation.
It
makes them greener. It's a good thing.
There are a lot of scientists who chase grants.
97% of the world's scientists say this is happening.
That's a myth.
You believe the 3%.
Well, hold on, that is a myth.
Hold on. Let me ask you what you mean by scientist, because I don't care what Bill Nye or Neil deGrasse Tyson have to say about climatology.
I
don't care what Stephen Hawking has to say about global warming. This is not their areas of expertise.
Yeah, and also, when you say climate change is happening, are you talking about anthropogenic global warming? That's very different things, right? If you say 97% of scientists say that climate change is happening, okay, yeah, sure. Thanks for telling the obvious.
Okay, millions of years, and then the Industrial Revolution starts. We're talking about 300 years. Now look at what's changed in 300 years.
I don't know that very much, as far as climate goes, has changed in 300 years.
What's happened in the last 300 years?
All right, why don't you look at the last 20,000 years? I want to see the whole spectrum. I don't want to just see 200 years since the Industrial Revolution, because...
But human influence. I mean, we've been burning... All right, talk to you later, but after your break.
Thanks for the call.
I'm not sure that... I mean, he's a bit early, but Rudy, we do thank you for the call. I wish he could have, you know, espoused his point a little bit more thoroughly.
I told you, he is one of the 100-year-old data collectors, and that's all he sees. He won't look at the bigger picture. And that 97...
Well, does the data even show that the climate changed after the Industrial Revolution?
It's getting warmer. Now, whether it's caused by the human interaction, that's debatable. So they basically only have like 50 years... That we have actual stats that say, yeah, it's getting warmer.
Yeah, because no one was measuring the temperature back when you had four-year-olds working in glass factories and getting maimed for life, because no one had the luxury of sitting around measuring the temperature and doing science for a living.
I think they probably were, but I think the glacial...
Scientists didn't exist until Darwin.
I think the ice core samples are the best way to look at it.
Darwin is generally recognized as the first person who was actually a scientist for a living.
Yeah.
And by the way, there's a reason why they don't use that 97th percentile anymore. How many politicians have you seen using that lately? They don't, because it's a hoax. It's a myth. It was picked and choosed data, and the whole thing was orchestrated. Nah, it's not real.
The Wall Street Journal has an article titled "The Myth of the Climate Change 97%."
Let's get into that. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Don't miss this year's Liberty Con with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In New Hampshire, precincts are continuing to tally results in the first of the nation primary. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has been in the lead.
We have an agenda that speaks to the needs of working families all across this country, who in many cases feel that Washington has turned its back on them.
Former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg is promising a big change in the direction of the country.
I would be the most progressive president in the last half century.
According to a CNN exit poll, 62% of voters said they would prefer a Democrat who could beat President Trump, while one-third preferred someone who agrees with them on the issues. In China, the number of dead from the coronavirus has now reached 1,068. In the U.S., 13 people have become sick from the disease. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And if you
and
want
Bunny.
To... And who?
And who?
Bunny.
Oh, and he's still here? He's been
on hold this entire time, yeah.
All right, well, good for him.
And you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June the 29th until July the 5th for Fort Fest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Fort Fest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and Fort Fest is decentralized, so no one is in charge. It also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping site, your RV site, or your motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 29th until July the 5th. And where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? If you're planning an event for Fort Fest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other Fort Festers via the unofficial Telegram chat or the Fort Fest forum. Links to both of those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Again, forkfest.party. Now, getting back into the story about the new religion of climate change, can you take it away, Conan?
Oh, we changed to the 97% consensus, and I was thinking about I was thinking about that whole Joan of Arc analogy, and I think I've got it. Okay, they're both girls. They are both fighting for the cause against the man, and having the new revelation from her mother that she sees carbon dioxide Joan of Arc was also prone to seeing visions, which I'm thinking is one of the reasons she was actually burned at the stake, because they thought she had issues. Oh, and she also wore men's clothing. But I don't know if...
Yeah, cross-dressing.
And they didn't like that either.
No, they frowned upon
that. In the 1400s, they did not like that. They probably didn't like that.
They still don't like that.
They probably hated that more than her killing their soldiers. The cross-dressing was probably more dangerous than killing peasants. But, yes. So, all right, where were we at?
Well,
so,
God forbid women realize that they can wear pants. Right.
I don't...
This is the greatest blasphemy that can be conceived.
Correct. So he's still talking about old Greta. I wrote about her long before this Maitre guy. I wrote about her long before the new woke capital fanatics adopted her as a pawn. In a recent speech to the UN, while clearly having an emotional meltdown, she told assorted leaders, voice trembling. Do it, Johnson.
What?
How dare you?
How dare you?
That they have failed the children in history wouldn't be kind. The gatekeepers immediately hailed her as a brave savior, as well as a vulnerable autistic teen who shouldn't be bullied.
Who should be outraged.
So there you have it. Sexualized dances, psychedelic hallucinations, worshipping nature, confessing sins, and pagan animism, worshipping purified teen saints, and throwing her up on an altar, bereft of their childhood, to promote a greater cause.
Well, it's more insidious than that, saying, oh, well, she's autistic, so she can't be criticized. That's not fair.
And she's a child.
Yeah.
So and she's a girl. So.
And she's Swedish. And she's blonde.
It's all right to make fun of Swedish.
Well, these are all reasons that we are told that we can't criticize what Greta is saying.
And that is why she is the best figurehead for this movement.
But it also prevents her from being a martyr, because she can't be attacked.
Well, then maybe she should.
Because she's such a member of these protected classes.
I think plenty of people have attacked her. And, of course, there's been a lot of blowback because, how dare you? She's got autism. She's a girl.
Calm down. And she has an anger problem, and then she stopped doing activism for a little while.
Add to that witches hexing Brett Kavanaugh and having an Ouija board to invoke the spirits of Karl Marx, and everything old is new again. The reality is, of course, completely different, much less than destroying the planet. Climate change isn't even settled science. Conservatives don't disagree.
I hate that phrase. God,
I'll stop using it. Conservatives don't.
I don't care if you use it. I want everyone else to stop using it.
Conservatives don't disagree that climate is changing. That is a straw man. Conservatives, however, are opposed to hysteria, having skepticism about the rate of climate change, and would like to see an actual cost-benefit analysis of the radical changes being demanded, and that argument doesn't work either.
Yeah, that 97% consensus thing, by the way, was disproved in 2014.
And the whole,
so it's been a long time since that number was completely irrelevant. And
a lot of them have stopped using it.
Yeah, well, a lot of them still use it, and you know, because it's like once that fact is out there, it's like, well, this agrees with me, so confirmation bias, woo!
But the whole, all right, back to this idea of conservatives just want to see what it'll cost.
Right.
That's not going to dissuade in a liberal's mind, because they're all out there, we've got to do everything. It's for the children. The guy who just called, man, he's like, we're leaving this is my last election, and I've got everything is here is what I've left for the next generation.
Free Willy and make sure that Flipper never ends up in a can.
I'm going to have tuna fish when I get home.
Plastic in every ocean.
The reality is, of course, completely different, much less than destroying the planet. Climate change, I'm sorry, just read that, didn't I? More important than that, conservatives understand that climate change is cynically used by a certain section of people to justify their political goals of steering the West away from its way of life, a way they perceive to be evil and harmful.
They're trying to preserve the West's way of life.
Who, the conservatives?
No, the liberals, the climate change people.
Yeah, but not the way that it's controlled. Not your ability to have a conversation, a free speech conversation with some, if you disagree with them. We wouldn't be able to have this conversation right now in their utopia, because because we're spouting evil, and probably we've been making fun of Greta all evening, and that's just not going to work at all.
Right.
So you and of course capitalism, and you just you can't have that in a green world. You can't have people making money off the backs of poor peasants.
You know, that reminds me of 5G.
World.
Everyone is freaking out about 5G and the possible health hazards of it.
I talked to somebody the other day on Facebook.
Like, hold on.
Hold on.
It is not in a company's best interest
to kill,
kill its customers.
I talked to somebody.
Somebody who said the other day that the coronavirus is in fact 5G sickness.
Ooh.
Yeah, what? Why? Yeah, you think it's spread? Like, I'm gonna sneeze some 5G on you. Now you got Wi-Fi.
I like this. So, what if? All right.
Nothing about this to like.
No. I'm going in another direction. You got Yahweh. Clearly. You got Yahweh, who's got their own 5G and whatnot, and their own technology.
Yahweh? Is this the godly phone company of China?
Did I just say what is it?
It's Huawei.
Huawei. Okay. What if this is a way to bring that company to its knees? You're taking out all their workers. You're bringing that whole economy to a standstill. It's all about 5G. It's about getting our 5G up first, and getting consumers to buy.
How many countries there are around the planet that have faster internet than we do?
I mean, plus, Huawei isn't making 5G.
Right.
They make 5G-capable devices,
but
they're not producing 5G.
Well, this will be left up to all local governments and big governments. Everyone will have their own.
Get you.
I'm not subscribing to this. I just thought it was...
This is what this kind of, it's mental pleasuring.
What is the movie with Sandra Bullock? What's that movie?
Some conspiracy theories.
The movie that just came out with Sandra Bullock where she can't.
The Net?
No. She's blindfolded.
Bird Box.
Bird Box. All right. Talk about 5G. How does the evil in that movie get into you?
I haven't seen it.
Gets in through your eyes, which just happens to be
in your eyes.
Probably the best way 5G will get into you.
The light, the heat.
Turn you into a zombie. Just a thought.
I think
Alex Jones said it.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival. To survivalistcamps.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. And if you're quick, you still get on the air with us. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
I want to say thank you to NOBLSHT, who is tonight's amplifier. He's a silver amplifier, which means he contributes $5 per month to the app program, and that's all we ask. Check it out at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. So money donated to that cause is used specifically to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So if you like what we do, you may consider joining that program and taking part in some of the cool little perks that it comes with, like the AMP-only Facebook group, the AMP-only room on Discord, and even an AMP-only call-in line, all of which you can find at amp.freetalklive.com. So I want to say thank you to NOBLSHT for his contribution. We hope you enjoy the show and continue amplifying it. And we've been talking about just climate change in general, and we've just sort of been bouncing all over the place as we nitpick various stupidities coming at us from the left.
Yes.
And from
absolutely.
The right.
And from the right. Even this guy, you know, if I was to sum up this article right here, his whole argument is we need more Jesus. Because look at these pagans. Look what they've done to my religion. He's obviously a Christian.
Well, the pagans are saying the same thing about their religions. Look what Christianity did to it. It took the Yule tree. It took the summer solstice.
It co-opted everything.
Yeah,
talk about a scam.
Yeah.
Because when you think about it, then they got away with it. Why? Because you have people who just want something to fill the void. They want something in their lives. And so, yeah, it's they're co-opting our pagan religion, but with this...
Well, they got away with it because they had more swords.
That too. And they were probably, yes, that they probably paid for via taxes. You paid the, you know... But, hey, it's just one god. We can't have our 12 or whatever gods or 100 gods or whatnot, but at least we get to still celebrate Easter or whatever. Estar. So it's just,
Ishtar.
The void was filled. And I think...
I will never get over how peculiar Easter is as a Christian tradition. So where did this giant rabbit enter the picture, and why is it hiding eggs?
Well, it's a fertility god. Mm-hmm. Easter is all about springtime and fertility, and the rabbit, guess what?
Oh, yeah. They're fertile.
Yeah. And so I think the rabbit came much later. So you had they co-opted it as the birth of Jesus. Or that, so
originally
sorry,
it was Jesus.
Not the birth, but the resurrection.
So you're saying originally it was Jesus that was hiding the eggs.
He's still hiding them. He still hides them to this day, Johnson.
Yeah?
Chocolate ones. Chocolate eggs.
Cadbury.
I don't know when the rabbit came. I don't know if that was co-opted by Cadbury.
So why were eggs being hidden?
I bet the Swedish are behind this too somehow.
The rabbit would have been original Estar.
Okay.
I don't think it was when the Christians moved in. I don't think there was any rabbits. I think the rabbit it's come back full circle and in the last 100 years. But I'm not sure about that.
Well, where does Elmer Fudd come into
the equation?
What's that?
Where does Elmer Fudd come into the equation?
I don't know, but why couldn't the Christians ever get Halloween? They couldn't ever figure. They couldn't figure out a way to get that one
because it's dark sided.
I thought they sort of did.
What they
didn't they?
No, they have like Halloween youth nights or something. It's like alternatives, but they did everything else.
Except, is that like the Christian side hug of holidays?
The side hug.
The side hug. Oh, okay. I've got something to show you. I will post in the chat so the listeners can get it. If you haven't ever seen this, go on YouTube and look up the Christian side hug rap.
Yeah, it's to prevent sexual excitement while still maintaining physical contact.
As a young teen in these, because I was in those groups, it didn't prevent anything from me. I had
I didn't need direct contact. My imagination fueled all the things. Is that what you're telling us here?
So what I'm saying about this article is I'm not buying it. But I am buying the whole idea that both sides are filling a void. They need something to keep us. There's a lot of people out there, a lot of collectivists, who can't make decisions on their own, and they have to have some Bernie Sanders, or they have to have some Jesus, or some Moses with his Ten Commandments, laying out the rules of the land, the law of the land, to give them purpose. And I think that's sad. That you can't make your own decisions, I really do believe that there's non-player characters out there, actual NPCs who can't think for themselves or just part of the simulation, and it makes me sad.
See, I think better of people than that.
I think they have potential.
I don't think they're unthinking. I think they're wrapped up in dogma, as many people are, but they can escape that.
If only they will pull their heads up out of the sand and make the conscious decision to do that, to stop believing in all this dogma, to stop believing in all this doctrine, to stop believing in these saints and these saviors and these politicians and these bureaucrats who are going to supposedly help them and save them at the end, give them salvation.
Are you familiar with that group of people? They were some sort of religious organization here somewhere in New England where they refused to have children for, that was a core part of the religious belief, and obviously
another death cult.
The religion died out.
It only makes sense.
Yeah.
And by the way, that's what's going to happen to cults like Extinction Rebellion. They're not going to, you're not going to win. You're going to lose.
If you had this group of people who had this religious belief.
Why fight them?
That they could fly, then the problem would eventually fix itself.
Natural selection would fix itself.
Yeah. Because they believe they would fly, they would jump off a cliff or a building at some point, and they would plummet and die.
Yep.
And eventually, they would either have to, reality would hit them so hard with the deaths of their friends that they had to face the fact that they could not, in fact, fly, or they would all persist in that delusion until they were all dead.
It will work long term, but if they gain power in the meanwhile, and they start legislating to make me want to fly and or snip my junk and or stop having kids, which happens, or I might find myself in a gulag because I have some ideas that just don't work in their book, that would not be good. But if they were to natural select themselves out of existence...
Well, in the long run,
In the next 30, 40 years, 50 years, that'd be good. My fear is that they will gain control. They will gain power in the meanwhile.
I think they probably will.
kind of like they've done in history. And I think that you're going to have the two tribes that have really distinguished themselves in the last couple of years, they're going to become even more distinct, and they're going to go to war with each other in this country, especially in this country.
So you're a believer in a second civil war being likely?
I know that it will happen, and eventually a third civil war will happen, and way down the line a fourth one will happen, because that's just the way we work. And there'll be another world war, too. I don't know with who, probably China and Russia. But yes, there will most definitely be a civil war. It's in the book. It's in the works. It's written. I can see it. I can see it just like I can see that carbon dioxide.
I believe better of humans than that.
Like I said, they have potential. I see the potential, and I also, I'm just looking at history. I'm looking at the cycle. The cycle always tells me that you're going to have your lemming mode. You're going to have your time in history when there are just too many damn people. And they just don't know how to protect themselves. Next week, I want to do the rat utopia experiment that was done back in the 70s. I almost wanted to do it this evening, but it really describes, you know, what happens when you centrally plan a community and you take away all predation, you take away all fun and games, and you just feed them and provide them sanctuary. And what happens in a year? Collapse. Absolute extinction. And that is what we're experiencing right now.
But this is done with rats.
This is done with rats, but it actually happens in the environment. Lemmings are a prime example. When they overpopulate, when there's not enough predators to take them out, they go haywire, and then the following year, when there's too damn many of them, they go start swimming out into the ocean because they don't know what else to do with themselves.
See, that's been long debunked. The people who made that claim, in fact, threw the lemmings off of the cliff because it made for better documentary footage. Lemmings are not suicidal.
But that
whole thing has been debunked for decades.
But overpopulation does lead to sickness and disease.
Yes, but it doesn't cause any organism to say, oh, screw it, I'm just going to kill myself
and
now.
And they fight with it. Well,
especially not lemmings.
According to Calhoun's experiment, the beautiful ones, the rats, who refuse to actually involve themselves with feeding and fighting with all the other rats, all they did was they climbed into their little boxes and they just sat there all day preening and looking fine. And they wouldn't reproduce, and they were stupid. It does happen to lemmings. It does happen, but maybe not. I'm not talking about jumping off of cliffs.
Swimming out to sea, whatever analogy you would like to use. I mean, lemmings don't do that. The documentarians killed the lemmings in order to portray that.
Good to know.
FreeTalkLive.com. Head over there and check out the full archive of the show going back more than 10 years.
Do you like going to your job every day? Can you set your own schedule and take long vacations whenever you want? Are you free to do whatever you want in your dating or sex life? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.